Good morning. Today we have an absolutely critical question. Somebody who is walking in the street and he is in back of a woman, what does he do? Practically speaking, what are his solutions? So in fact, the Radvaz, who is the source for many of these halachas, brings five different options, five alternatives that are possibilities when stuck in this situation. So he says as follows. Number one, Shiyamaher lavor lefaneha, quickly pass her by, take a little bit of a jog or a run, even if you have to pass within 4 amas of her, but just go quickly and make sure to go in front of her. That is something that I often wind up doing, going a little bit quicker and making sure to be in front. Number two is if you can't get in front of her, but you can walk on her side in a way that you won't be seeing her actions, her bodily movements, that's also a possibility. So number two is walking on her side, but not seeing her and her movements in your peripheral vision. Number three, if you can't do one and two, Ya'anos atzmo v'yisake v'achilech melefanav, wait until she passes by. Just wait there until she is gone and then go. That is number three. And number four, if you have another way to go to your destination, which does not entail walking after her, take a different path. Go in a different direction in order to get to your destination. So that's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number one was pass her by. Number two, walk on her side without seeing her. Number three was just wait there for a bit till she passes. And number four is find another way, another direction, another route to get to where you need to go. And then number five, which is actually critical, if you can't do any of 1, 2, 3, or 4, and you are in a rush to do a mitzvah, so that if you have to wait and tarry, for example, if you just have to take one of the options and wait until she passes by, you would miss doing the mitzvah in that situation. And apparently in only that situation, can you put your eyes down, look towards the ground, and keep on walking. Don't lift up your eyes to look at her, but just walk, not paying attention to her. So eyes down to the ground and keep on walking. That would be the fifth option. So the Pischei Tshuva brings this Radvaz and says this fifth option, apparently based on what the Radvaz is telling us, is only an option, looking down at the ground, if you are in a rush to do a mitzvah. But in the absence of that, you're simply walking to school, you're walking somewhere else, you're walking to meet a friend, you're walking to the bank, that would not be an option. You'd have to choose 1, 2, 3, or 4, but not number five. Nonetheless, the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is as follows. Mashma, titakana zo shayaches gam dishas adchak, she'enu ledvar mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan is more lenient. He says if it's a time of need, exigent circumstance, you can't do 1, 2, 3, or 4. Even if it's not a dvar mitzvah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can indeed be looking down. He says, kegong b'makomosh rechova tzarad, like when you have narrow streets and you're not able to get in front of her on the side, in that situation, as a shas adchak, when there's a need and you don't have the other alternatives, you could simply put your eyes down to the ground and keep on walking. So that leads to the next question. Places that we live in, larger cities, places there are a lot of people walking all over on the sidewalk, so indeed we are going to constantly have issues. We are going to be walking, and even if we have the options of running in front of her or running on the side or taking another path, etc., there's always going to be somebody else. There'll be another woman that we're going to encounter along the way. So it seems that the only really common sense thing to do in those situations would be to look down, the fifth alternative. But we have here the Radvaz and the Pischei Tshuva saying that that only applies if you are in a rush to do a mitzvah and you're going to miss that mitzvah. So can we rely on this Aruch HaShulchan? Are there other views of this? So Rav Nissen Karelitz in his Sefer Chut Shani was machmir on this, like the pashtus of the Radvaz. He says, nowadays that we have many women on the streets, even if you want to go quickly in front of her, you're just going to find yourself in front of in back of another woman. So what should you do? Should you just put your eyes down like the fifth alternative of the Radvaz, or do I have to keep bouncing from place to place? And then when I encounter another woman, all my alternatives are not only 1, 2, and 3, and 4, but number 5 is not an option. And even if I'm doing number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, it means I'm going to keep encountering women elsewhere. It doesn't matter, because the Radvaz and the Pisrei Tshuva tell us that the fifth alternative of walking with your eyes down when there's a woman in front of you is only litzorach mitzvah that you're going to be missing. So in fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz in Chushan, he says it doesn't matter. Mikomakom yesh adifus leilech b'mihiros. We still prefer that you walk quickly, pass her by, but don't be looking down, don't taking the fifth alternative. And even if it's going to mean that you're going to simply wind up in back of a different woman, it's preferable to do that, going from woman to woman, than walking in back of the same woman, even with one's eyes down. So that is Rav Nissen Karelitz. The Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashka's client, says something similar. He says, if it's Litzorach Tfil, if you're going to Shul, or, and this is the Chiddush that he adds on, Ulinyane Parnasa, or if you're going to work, or you're going to a business meeting, something that you need to attend to for business purposes, for Parnasa purposes, because both of those are a Dvar Mitzvah, both of those would fit in with the Ravaz, saying that that's a Dvar Mitzvah, so you have alternative number 5. However, if somebody is simply going out to take a walk, he's taking a tiyul in the marketplace, in the streets, that is not a reason to rely on number 5, to simply look down. But the Mishnah Halacha says as follows, Miyu im yachol atzeis b'shar she'nashim b'shuk chayev lasot chen. If you're going to go out in a time that, if you need to go out in a time that women are not out during the shuk, but simply to be walking out and taking it to Yule is, he says, first, it's not the best use of your time, and in fact, then you are still over this Isser, especially in the summertime when women are not dressed properly. So there we have it in a nutshell. Have a wonderful day.